Our format tonight is simple. Each candidate will be given 60 seconds to present an opening statement, and then a series of questions will be asked. Many of those have been prepared, but many of them will be from you. You should have been given a slip of paper to ask your question. If you have a question for any of the candidates, please fill out the slip. There will be somebody coming by to pick those up, and as you see that happening, just hold your slip up. If you don't have a slip, make sure that you get one, and we'll have a chance for people to ask their questions a little bit later on. Each candidate will have 2 minutes to respond to each question. Our official timekeeper is front and center, and he will give you the high sign when it's time for you to wrap up. People on the radio can't see what the high sign is, but it's Halloween appropriate. So without further ado, let's begin now with each candidate has 1 minute to present an opening statement, and we'll start with Dan Lowers.
Well, thank you, Paul. Thanks, everyone, for coming this evening. I'm impressed with the crowd we have here tonight. Glad to see so many people willing to give up their time to learn more about the candidates in this race. It's been my pleasure to serve as the state rep for the 81st district for the last five and, I don't know, three quarters of a year, I guess, right? Time does fly. And I hope that I can earn your vote for the Senate district. There people have asked me why I'm running, and I said it's pretty much the same reasons why I ran in the first place. You know, 6 years ago, most of my friends' families were, their kids were graduating high school and college and leaving the state to find work. That's all changed. You know, we've gone in the time that I've been elected from my most common question being, how can I find a job? Where can I find an employee? And now I'm starting to hear the employers say, how do I get high-speed connectivity? Because we're recruiting, we are finally positive in numbers of college graduates, which is a great thing to see. And
thank you, Dan. We'll move on to Shane Hernandez.
I never saw the pumpkin go up.
I didn't either. I was waiting for the pumpkin.
Pumpkin went up, right? Okay.
Good evening. I'm Shane Hernandez. I'm the state representative from the 83rd District, finishing up my first term right now. For those of you that don't know, the 83rd District is the city of Port Huron, Fort Gratiot Township, Birchville Township, and all of Sanilac County. I'm born and raised in the Sanilac portion of the district from Croswell, Croslex grad, and have been in the city of Port Huron for the last 13 years now. I have a master's of architecture from Lawrence Technological University and worked in commercial architecture for 12 years here in Port Huron. And I came from the background of kind of a political activist on the outside and saw a lot of the frustration of people saying one thing, doing another thing, not being responsive to people. So I really came in from that angle. I ran 2 years ago on the platform of One of Us, and I think my voting record over the time and my willingness to have open meetings with everybody and be transparent has shown that. I currently serve as the chairman of the transportation budget for the House, which is, yes, the roads. So that has truly consumed my first 2 years in office, and looking forward to talking other issues this evening.
Shane, thank you. Gary?
Hello, Gary Eisen, 81st District. This is not my first time running. I ran against Dan before, and I got second place, so I decided to run again. I feel I have a lot to offer. Born and raised in St. Clair, actually born in St. Clair, believe it or not, at a little hospital. I went to school, high school, graduated, went to SC4, went 1 year to SC4, and I graduated from Winona Technical Institution in Minnesota with a welding technology degree. For the last 40 years, I've operated and owned my own welding business in Richmond, which is it's been a pretty good lot of experience, a lot of life experience, work experience. I'm also a martial art instructor. I earned a 7th degree black belt, and I'm also a national champion. I'm a firearm instructor. I teach CPL classes. I'm also a competitive shooter. I have also local and state national championships in shooting. I belong to St. Peter's Lutheran Christian Church, and I'm on the church council there for the last 4 years. So, thank you.
All right. Thank you, Gary. Debbie?
Good evening. Thank you for coming. My name is Debbie Burgoyes. That rhymes with turquoise, so that's an easy way to remember it. I'm running for the 25th District State Senate seat, and I believe that It's high time that Michigan implement ideas that work for everyday people and stop working for special interests. I'm running for all the children in the state of Michigan so that they might have the same excellent public education that we all enjoyed, and that they may have the same high quality of life that we all had when we grew up here in this great state. Thank you.
Okay. How's everybody doing today? Once again, thank you for all coming, for being involved in the political process. At this time in our history, it is absolutely important that we do so. So thank you so much for coming out and being interested and being involved. Obviously, my name is Joshua Rivard, and I'm running for state representative out here in the 81st. I've never run for public office before, and I decided to step up because what I saw happening was a theft of my generation, of the generation before me, and the generation coming up behind me. And I decided it was my time to act, and as my father says, if not you, then who? And nobody else seemed to be really stepping up in the to help the average working class family, so I decided to step up. I'm from Algonac, born and raised. I'm a Muskrat my whole entire life. I graduated in Algonac High School back in 2010, and I went to Saginaw Valley State University where I got a degree in history. However, I decided to stop pursuing history as a degree and instead have been working with a mental health nonprofit down in Algonac, where we are focused on ensuring that we end the stigma about mental health, that we ensure that people have the proper access to health care that they need down there, out here in St. Clair County, out here in the Thumb, and different schools across the way. And I hope to fight for mental health. I hope to make sure that I can fight for the average worker. And thank you so much for coming out. Thank you.
Josh, thank you very much.